Well, hi again, everyone. Here we are for Radio Lee. Tonight on my walk at the park, I saw a mallard with his mate. And as the dog and I approached, the two ducks kind of waddled off away. And the mate of the mallard was trying to get the mallard to go a certain way and waited on the path, kind of calling to him. And the dog and I got too close and she flew up over our heads and onto the grass on the other side of the path. And in that moment, it was very clear to me that the mallard was wounded in some way. Must have been a wing that was preventing him from flying. And it was so interesting to me to see this female calling to her mate who was wounded, sort of guiding him, staying with him. I knew ducks did this with their young, but I had never witnessed this in a paired couple of ducks. And he waddled along in the brush of the trees and the growth near the edge of the lake, whereas she kind of stayed on the other side of the path in the grassy part, calling to him. And they were at the same place, the same mark. She just kept time with him along the path, calling, 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 and he waddled. And I stopped and I stood and I watched him and talked to him a little bit and reassured him that we weren't going to hurt him. And pretty soon I just proceeded onward and the mate went back to the mallard and stayed with him down by the brush near the edge of the lake. I don't know if he could swim. It was very difficult to see what was the matter. It seemed he couldn't fly, but there seemed to be perhaps some kind of a limp. I just wasn't sure. Anyway, I fear for that duck because the fox is still in the park. If you've been following my photography on my website, you'll see the red fox. There's a photo of the fox. So there you are. That's my story of the day. But I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice if we could be this way overwhelmingly as humans? Someone's wounded. Someone's calling out to the wounded. Here I am. Here I am. I won't abandon you. So I would like to think that we're working as hard as we can not to abandon each other. Here's a poem from my ebook, Without Haiku. And I love the Japanese Zen poet Ryokan, who was a hermit living in the mountains, writing poems, playing with children, drinking sake. But there is something that he said, and this is in a book called One Robe, One Bowl. And he said, once you understand that my poems are not poems, then we can talk about poetry. So my book, Without Haiku, is divided into three sections, spring, summer, and fall. So this is a poem from the first section. Clouds over half moon. Wind through chimes in the center garden's tree. Newly born rabbit sniffs all day. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee.